Captain Talent Radio.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Jeffrey Combs. Welcome to the Tuesday night More Heart Than Talent Mindset Call. It's my unequivocal privilege to host this call for you each and every Tuesday night. Have some great listeners on tonight's call, longtime listeners. Jill, Ashley Narain, Dave Frenicky, you both of you go back way back with me to 1996 and 1998. Good to have you on tonight's call. And all of you who have been my loyal clients, friends, and listeners for many, many years. Pete and Maureen, many years with you. A lot of you have been on this phone with me many, many times. So I want to thank you. We are at the precipice of a great American weekend. It is Memorial Day weekend. What a great weekend, a long weekend for many of you and us. And a great way to really celebrate some patriotism. So I want to thank everyone for being on tonight's call. We'll relaunch this call next Tuesday night. We'll be into June already. What a fast year this is. I have a few quick announcements I will cover. Then I will move into the inspirational portion of tonight's call. Next Saturday, June 3rd, I will be in the beautiful city of Fort Lauderdale, Florida. I want to thank Lisa Pazanza, who has... He was hosting that event for me, and Jackie Agustinelli, who have been hosts for me many, many times in the last several years. That is a beautiful location. That's a Westin waterfront property right on the Fort Lauderdale Strip. Sunday or Saturday, June 17th, I'll be in one of my favorite cities where I moved to over 30-plus years ago, the City of Angels, Marina Del Rey. That is very near LAX. I'll be there with Brittany Cara and a host of other exceptional entrepreneurs. That is always one of my favorite cities. My backyard, I'll be in Walnut Creek, California. That is the East Bay of the beautiful City by the Bay with Rebecca Caffiero, longtime client and friend. July 8th, Long Island, New York. Now I've moved the location. I'm now at a Marriott. It's a very similar location. It will be a fabulous event, another one of my favorite places to perform, present, and inspire. July 15th, beautiful La Jolla, California with C.G. Siddons, multiple six- and seven-figure income earner who I've collaborated with over the last 6 years, a top-tier, exceptional woman who I'm honored to share the stage with. And then July 22nd, I'll be in Atlanta. I just added Austin, Texas. That will be a fabulous event. If you've never eaten at Stubbs Barbecue, join me on July 29th. Stubbs Barbecue, there's also Salt Lick and a whole host of other great culinary experiences, but that is one of my all-time faves. August 5th, I will be in Las Vegas, Nevada with Susan Sly, the incomparable one, who's unequivocally one of the most exceptional women and entrepreneurs I've ever had the privilege of collaborating with. Susan and I will be sharing the stage on three different occasions in 2017. I have August 12th and 19th. I'm in the process of filling those dates. I'll be in New Orleans, Louisiana with Zach DeRocher on August 26th. September 16th, Portsmouth, New Hampshire, which is about an hour from Boston with Abby O'Neill and her team, and September 20th, one of my all-time favorite cities that I lived in for 7 years, Kansas City, Missouri, with Kaylin Hobbs, another great place to experience a More Heart Than Talent one-day inspirational event. If you're on this call for the first time and have not taken advantage of my free 15-minute coaching sessions, or you have been a client previously and you would like to re-engage with me, you may contact me directly at 209-932-0227, 209-932-0227. I have also had that phone number for over 25-plus years, so it's easy to access me at that office number. I do pick up the phone. If I don't, I will get back to you in a relatively short period of time. And with that, I'm going to move into the inspirational portion of tonight's call. I have an exceptional call for you lined out here tonight on clarity, focus, and concentration. What that really means is execute and preparation, preparation and execution. Now, clarity means you have a vision. I did a call back in November on really how to create a vision. I also have a vision workshop that I've occasionally done at some of my intimate events. But unfortunately, a large percent of North America, Australia, and the world population tiptoes quietly through life, unfortunately arriving at their greatest destiny, a destiny with regret. One of the greatest pains is to die with your music inside of you, or to die in the pain of regret. That means shooting all over yourself. Unfortunately, a large percent of the population is not committed. They lack focus. They lack a purpose. And most importantly, they have no vision, no clarity, and then very few clearly defined short-term goals. Now, if you are not in that category and you are on this call tonight, then you are in the process of living and creating an inspired life. And to be able to live and be that person you know you're capable of, you have to be able to separate your feelings from some of the events that create your anxiety. 2 weeks from tonight, I'm going to do a call on who am I, what am I capable of, and who am I becoming? Really digging deep into the cause that creates the effect of why most of society lives and stays overwhelmed. Now, to be an inspired entrepreneur, to be a woman or man of influence or affluence, you don't require anything, no education, other than a commitment, and a commitment one day at a time that creates a compounded effect. One of my clients said to me today, she goes, I don't like to be tied down. Now, what does that actually mean? It means a lot of people are uncomfortable with commitment. They attempt to wing it. They don't really have a plan. They don't have a method. They don't have a system. They're not organized, and they are not detailed. Now, statistics will prove to you that only about 20% of society lives an inspired life. A large percent of society lives in an overwhelmed, over-obligated, enabled, codependent life lifestyle, tiptoeing quietly through life in an overwhelmed state. Now, if you do not want to live like that, then you'd have to be able to separate your feelings from events that create your anxiety. Being anxious keeps you safe. Being anxious keeps you neurochemically addicted to a set of feelings, and being anxious keeps you an emotional addict. Now, you're on this call tonight for a purpose. You're not here to get educated. You're here to be inspired. But you want to take this inspiration from tonight and put it into application, practical application that you integrate into a series of habits that become a repetition and experience that create a result. If you are inspired, you're going to be results conscious. Results meaning you have an inspired day, you means you have something to show for it. You're not out winging it. You actually have a purpose. You have a clearly defined objective, and you have the ability to create on command. But if you live in an overwhelmed state, that becomes challenging. The first step that you would take is being able to learn how to live in a relaxed body. That means you go one whole day without being critical of yourself. You're able to be objective, honest. You're able to look at yourself in a state called metacognition, meaning in an objective state, you can see why you do what you do. You're not critical of why you do what you do. And you create the simple, subtle changes to live an inspired life one day. One day creates your sobriety. Emotional sobriety begins with a commitment and a decision. It's not a how do I state, it's an I am. I am inspired. I am committed to living life on my terms and my time frame, but within the context and the cortex of that situation, you must have a method, a system, be in a relaxed body, be able to access your spirituality, let go of your anxiety, live in a state called awareness, raise your consciousness, simple discipline mastered one day at a time that creates a compounded effect that will eventually create a quantum leap, where the sum becomes greater than whole of parts, i.e. 2 plus 2 would equal 16. Now, I've experienced those quantum leaps myself. I've also hit rock bottom. Rock bottom is a very overrated state of consciousness that you nor I ever require experiencing again. And if you haven't experienced it, it's overrated. You don't require the chapter in your book, chapter 7 or 8 in mid-book, that tells your story of being rock bottom. If you're at rock middle right now, that's good enough. But you want to learn to also not be overwhelmed. Being overwhelmed is an emotionally addicted state of consciousness that creates a neurochemical addiction. Your body becomes its own pharmacy, and you become pharmaceutically addicted to a set of feelings. That's what overwhelmed is. Unfortunately, being overwhelmed has a high tolerance, meaning if you've been overwhelmed a large percent of your life, it's one of those challenging emotional addictions to overcome, because it typically certainly shows up in a physical forum. It means magazines stacked, papers everywhere, an unorganized, undisciplined life, fruit flies in the refrigerator, your refrigerator is unorganized. You live in a very undisciplined world. You don't make your bed because, of course, you're going to get in it later, meaning you don't have any simple discipline that you practice one day at a time. And if you rebel against yourself, then you create the ultimate disappointment. As you begin to let go of the control that keeps you in control of being overwhelmed, because when you're an addict emotionally, there is a payoff, and addicts do not like to admit the payoff. When I ask one of my clients, what's the payoff for being in anxiety? What's the payoff for being overwhelmed? What's the payoff for being a procrastinator, a chronic avoider? The payoff is you get to stay disappointed. You don't fail and you don't succeed. You stay in an overwhelmed body, not going forward and not going backwards. Your foot's on the boat and your foot's on the dock. And many people will perpetuate the state of anxiety, it's not a state of awareness, year after year, going to seminars, rallies, conventions, listening to podcasts, downloads, hiring coaches, becoming coaches, but never really letting go. Letting go is a separation from the old self, finding your higher self, living in that state of awareness one day at a time, creating a new identity. And if you start to become purpose-driven, it means that you start to have agendas. You start to have goals. You start to have identities. You start to have clearly defined vision that's bigger than your challenges. When you focus on your challenges, it magnifies. When you focus on what magnifies, it gets so big that you get overwhelmed. And when you take on other obligations, when you have challenges taking care and enabling other people, then you typically emotionally exhaust yourself. Now, if you've been there and done that, you don't require the badge anymore. You can take it off and say there's a new sheriff in town, and that sheriff is someone who's going to live an inspired life. But that clarity that you require comes from a no state. It will not come from a place called doubt. K-N-O-W is not spelled N-O. K-N-O-W means no. And to know is to inner know, means that you're able to connect with the neocortex of your brain, the vagus nerve, which wraps around down your neck, down your back, around your hip, and connects with your abdomen and your gut, which means where your gut feeling is. To intuition is to intuit. To have intuition, it's a no state. And if you live in a no state, then you don't live in doubt. Doubt is the space between fear and faith. It's what many people stay so they avoid risk. Calculated risks are what are going to allow you to break through. Big risks are typically what allow you to sabotage yourself. Now, you have to practice risk for reward, but a calculated risk means you're going to have a law of average that's going to be conducive to an outcome that will keep you in the game but allow you to win the game. Focus means you start to eliminate distractions. Hocus pocus doesn't come from a set of affirmations. Focus comes from commitment. Focus comes from knowing. How do I? How do I get focused? Well, it's not a how do I, it's why aren't you focused? If you're not focused, you don't have clarity, you don't have purpose, you don't have clearly defined goals, and you don't have any direction. Now, the reason you don't have any direction is because the educational system does not provide for it. The educational system does not reward you for being creative and innovative. The educational system rewards you for regurgitating a set of information that allows you to eventually become a decision maker in government, jobs, and situations like this. But you're not self-directed. If you are directed by someone else, it's easy for that to become your identity. This is why so many people have challenges in free enterprise. Instead of having a for-profit business, what most people have is a non-profit organization from the discomfort of their home. Now, if you're in that state right now, and it's already almost June, and you had declarations back on December 31st and January 1st, and you have pennies in your pocket, zero in your bank account, creditors calling, then for the situation to change, you must commit. And commit means you emotionally commit emotionally, followed by the verbal commitment, followed by the action. But if you live in anxiety, that becomes challenging because success would contradict your struggle. The reason that many people avoid success is because the perceived responsibility of success. Now, statistically and also in science, science will prove that it takes a lot more energy to create a dis-ease than it does to create ease. By creating a dis-ease means you live in anxiety. To create ease, you live in awareness. As you start to become an easyologist, you live in the flow, the hands-free zone. Your energy changes. Your vibration raises. You start to attract your reality, people and situations that will foster your purposes, that will buy into your belief. You're going to attract people who either follow you because you believe, or they'll follow you because you disbelieve. It means you'll attract a series of people to fulfill those feelings. As you separate your feelings from the events that shaped your anxieties and your addictions, you'll begin to attract your reality, a different type of person who lives in a much more aware state of consciousness. They live in joy, love, bliss, and enlightenment. Now, in that kind of clarity and that kind of focus, you're able to have a vision of the outcome before you begin. You live in a state that you know you will accomplish. You don't doubt what you know because you know that you know. And when someone asks you why you know, you don't have to explain that you know because you know. When you let go of being a recovering, when you let go of being an addicted obligator, explainer, justifier, and validator, then your sentence structure will change. Most of society, when I ask them a question, do not answer it. They tell me a story. They tell themselves a story. They're addicted to their story. They are their story. As you separate your feelings from the story, and oftentimes many people don't even know what their whole story because they live in so much repressed anxiety, they live in an overwhelmed state, that they will tell me that they had a great childhood. Now, I know they didn't have a great childhood because they have to tell me that they had a great childhood. Many people repress their feelings, protect their perpetrators, stay in a stuck state that they in an outer body experience that they never come back into their body because of the traumas, the molestations, the sexual situations that happen to them, the addictions in the households they grow up in, the fight or flight that gets created in the body because of the overwhelmed state, the unpredictability they live in. Now, as you start to become a man and a woman of influence and affluence, as you let go of the control that keeps you in disappointment, as you let go of being emotionally addicted, you can step into a body that's relaxed. But when you stay in a body that's anxious, you cannot be in a body that's relaxed. When you're trying to do something different, you fail before you started because try is a weak word. When you commit, now you have the opportunity to step into a space of awareness that is unfamiliar. And that unfamiliar state oftentimes is what people get anxious about. They start to get 3 feet from goal, then they run back to what's familiar. They ask the warden for the key, and they lock themselves back in a jail called a job. Unfortunately, that's what many people do because they don't concentrate. Concentration comes from focus, not an intense focus, but a very relaxed focus. When you can be in a relaxed, concentrated state, you begin to raise your emotional energy. That's why clarity is so important. Clarity, focus, and concentration come together that form the trifecta called consciousness. As you begin to live in the three angles of consciousness, clarity, focus, and concentration, then you start to become a human being, a spiritual being, a woman or a man of influence and affluence. And your story isn't the same story that you bring to the dance every day. Yesterday's results are history. Yesterday's failures are history. Today's successes and today's victories are now. Tomorrow is the future, which hasn't even happened. When you have anxiety about what hasn't happened, now you're going to control your disappointment. That's what creates a relapse. That's what anxiety typically is about. Anxiety is about a future event that has not happened. This is why so many people say to me, I'm not sure if I could put myself out there. I'm worried about what my friends or family, my significant other, is going to think about me. Now, when I put these people in a place and I ask them in a relaxed focus, who are these people? Seldom, if ever, can that person state to me who these people are. These are imaginary friends, the ones you used to talk to when you were a kid that never really mattered. Well, that's what many people do. They create a false situation that is not real, so they can be overwhelmed. They lack clarity, they lack focus, and they lack concentration. What you do daily. It's not so much what you do, but what you do daily. Did you create a result today? Were you in action or were you inactive? Were you focused today or were you overwhelmed today? See, when you can be clear, objective, and rigorously honest with yourself, now you start to create a place called recovery. And in recovery, you start to build a new emotional muscle. In that new emotional muscle, you start to become honest with self. That's your higher self. Your lower self is the addicted state you live in, where you chronically lie to yourself about your past. You're not in touch with it. You tell yourself, I don't remember, I don't know. That type of energy keeps you in a repressed, overwhelmed state called anxiety, which is anger, hate, resentment, guilt, shame, abandonment, rejection, and overwhelmed feelings. For you to move into your higher self, you have to ask yourself a degree of more inspired questions. Why do I do what I do? What am I capable of? What will I let go of today? What am I willing to achieve today? What can I commit to today that I didn't commit to yesterday? The questions you ask yourself will eventually be the questions you ask your prospects, your soulmates, your significant others. When you become and stay accountable, now you can start to create responsibility. When you avoid responsibility because you're not sure if you can control it, you're addicted. If you can't let go of the control of the future and stay in the same state you're in, then you're neurochemically addicted to a set of feelings, perpetuating a series of events and people to foster that anxiety. As you let go of the control that's invisible, that isn't really real, control is an illusion. There is no control. Your objective is not to control the future. Your objective is to create it. You create it by being able to see it. You can't control seeing it. You have to let yourself see it. When you try to control what you see, you're out of control because you lose what you see. It's not what you saw, it's what you know. When you know what you know, then you don't doubt what you know. Unfortunately, doubt overrides faith for many people because they're more grounded in the past than they are living in the present. Your future is what you require clarity of. That's your know state. You know you're going to get there. You also know a date when you'll get there because you commit to it. And when you know that type of situation, then you know that you can set clearly defined short-term goals that are realistic. So much of society sets big goals with no action. A goal without a plan of action is a wish. And success doesn't happen from wishing or winging it. Success happens from daily discipline that compounds. Success happens by success principles and success habits and success results. You've heard the term success leaves clues. Well, the clues are the results. But if you're not results conscious, if you're not goal-oriented, if you're not money-motivated, and you're out to save the planet and help everyone else, well, that's good philanthropy, but unfortunately, that doesn't win championships. Championships are won by commitment. Championships are won by teamwork. Championships are won when one or more like mind come together to create a common outcome. That is called the result. And that result requires clarity. That means you know what you're capable of. You're clear on what it is you seek. You have clearly defined goals written out, stated, knowing it. You have a whiteboard in different colors. It's laid out for you. You plan your future. And most importantly, not only do you plan, you frickin' execute. And if you can't execute, then all you have is a wish. And unfortunately, what most people do when it comes to their most valuable commodity time is they burn it. They get ready to get ready. Oh, they have a plan. It's called an intention. Intention is not a word that comes out of my mouth. I don't intend. I commit. And most of society says guess mid-sentence, kinda, sorta, like to, try. These are all weak words that if muscle tested have no energy, have no vibration. But when you are committed, you will not be denied. And it's in that committed state that creates the clarity. You may have a lot of debt, but you don't focus on the debt. You focus on the results that will allow you to be free of the debt. When you have challenges, when you're going through a marital situation, you're going through a separation from a life partner, you've been let go from a job, you don't focus on the facts, you focus on results that will override the facts. And when you're having emotional challenges, you don't focus on the effect, you focus on the cause. Because once you address the cause, then you can separate your feelings from the facts and the events. That's what changes your energy, changes your vibration, and most importantly, changes who you are and what you attract. Now that focus you seek to focus on, as I said, it doesn't come from hocus pocus. I'm in focus. It comes from commitment. When you are committed one day at a time, your energy changes. When you are committed, you're a finisher. When you're committed, you're a closer. When you let go of posing, then you close. Many people pose as an entrepreneur, and they're not really committed. Yes, they go through the motions. They go to the events, the rallies, the seminars, and the conventions. But they don't really lay it out on the line. They're not really committed. I've had people say to me, do you ever take a vacation? Do you ever take time off? I mean, they even ask me, that allows me to know that they really aren't a business owner. Because if they were a business owner, they wouldn't be asking me that. They would know what is required to run their business. They would understand that owning a business requires daily dedicated blocks of time to honing the craft, but most importantly, to creating the results. If you own a business, you'd have an EIN number in America, an employee identification number. You'd be an S corporation, a C corporation, an LLC. You'd actually be in business with yourself. You not only would be in business with yourself, you would be the number one shareholder in your corporation, but most importantly, you would be your best employee. You wouldn't be paying payroll tax, you'd be paying as a corporation. You'd be paying individually, and your corporation wouldn't be paying anything because you understand the tax structure. And if you understand the tax structure, then you're in business. Then you would have a profit and loss statement. You would concentrate on it. You would have clarity about it. And you would be able to have focus on understanding that every quarter you owe the government a certain amount of money because of what you gross. And then you'd have a net that would create net profits. What this means is that you'd be focused on owning that business so that you could eventually have a good life. And not only would you pay the price, you would continue to pay the price, and you'd also be in recovery one day at a time, not seeking the end of recovery, but you're in the destination of it. You're in the journey of it. You don't focus on, oh, my God, how difficult it is. You focus on how easy it is. When you enter into a situation that your ego rebels against changing, what that means is that you don't want to be responsible. And that's what so many people do, is they get overwhelmed about the possibility, the probability, the definitive purpose required to be and stay responsible. It actually takes more energy to be anxious. Anxiety is what creates diseases. Anxiety leads to the pharmaceutical world, standing in line for the blue pill and the red pill. Much of the medical world wants to lay out for you that you're either anxious or depressed. And that kind of state of consciousness leads to the pharmaceutical world handing out to you psychotropic drugs, barbiturates, methamphetamines, heroin derivatives to create a false sense of self, a personality that becomes dependent. Now, if you want to be independent and separate yourself from your ego and separate yourself from your past, then you have to rely on your higher self. That's your innovation and your creativity. But most importantly, your trust, your no. You can't do that when you live in doubt. When you live in doubt, you will continue to say, how do I? I'm not sure. I don't remember. I don't know. My whole childhood was a blur. I'm not sure what happened. When you live in that state of unawareness, you're in anxiety. That kind of anxiety leads to a very low vibration. It leads to depression, anxiety, and addictions. Unfortunately, a large percent of the culture or your team, whatever culture you build, will enter and engage in that state of awareness. Now, you being a woman, a man of influence and affluence, if you are someone who understands cause and effect, you can actually be able to give some of your team insight. But a lot of your team will join in a secondary program called the Witness Protection Program, meaning they go in through the outdoor, meaning they disappear. And it's not your responsibility to make people successful. Your responsibility is to be and stay focused on the task at hand. Your responsibility is to create a definite purpose. Your responsibility is to create a relaxed concentration and create a system that other people can follow. Your system must be so simple that someone that's 18 years old or someone that's 81 years old can follow. That's called simplicity. But if you live a complicated, complex life that you require conflict to fulfill your unresolved anger, then you're going to be very unattractive to people who have spiritual energy, that live in emotional etheric energy, the white light energy of awareness. But if you live in the darkness of anxiety and you are looking for conflict, you will find it very easy because a large percent of society is conflict consciousness. When you can surrender not meaning a weak word but a very strong word, it means you surrender your right to be right. You surrender your will to be emotionally addicted. When you begin to become vulnerable and not being weak, but vulnerability from power, being vulnerable will people feel you. When you're able to share your story of rock bottom or whatever you've been through and then be able to share your victory because of what you've not only been to, but where you've been through. That's what inspires people. People want to know that you know. They also want to know that you care. But they also want to know that you have enough courage that they would follow you. Courage is a quality that never goes out of fashion, and there will always be a market for it. When you have clarity, then you have definitive purpose, and it shows up in your communication style. You're able to speak in clarity in 5 to 15 words that have impact, that have influence, that have affluence. You're able to use words of persuasion that inspires people, that moves people to a commitment. You're able to close transactions because you're a closer. You're not anxious about offending someone. You're not worried about an outcome that has not happened. You're able to ask detailed questions about an outcome you seek. You're able to easily and effortlessly let people go who don't qualify for your product, benefit, feature, service, the dreams that they don't have, and most importantly, your time. And you're able to do this without feeling like you're letting someone down because you're letting them go. Unfortunately, a large percent of society are conflict conscious. I recently had a woman come up to my decision table and ask me, she goes, "Why should I hire you?" And she asked it in a very abrasive attitude. I looked at her and said, "You probably shouldn't." She was shocked. She wanted me to convince her. What she didn't understand is that her energy was so unattractive, I wouldn't even consider taking that kind of person on as a client, a teammate, a soulmate, a partner, because they would set me up to disappoint them. We're not in the begging or convincing business. We're in the process of assisting people to change their life. And that means that we are looking for this, the law of the few. Not the law of the many. A few people are committed. A few people are decisive. You also have to learn to do this. In your clarity, your focus, and your concentration, you have to really learn what it means to meet people where they are. That means that you don't have an expectation that they can't fulfill to fulfill your disappointment. I'll break that down for you. If you don't understand people and you don't understand yourself, if you live in a repressed state of emotion and don't understand why you do what you do, then you will tend to over-obligate yourself. You will tend to enable people. You will tend to not have boundaries that are realistic. And then you will set yourself up for disappointment. And if you're an angry producer, then you're going to expect other people to produce in the same level of anger you are. It doesn't happen. And if you have expectations that are bigger than your skills, habits, and mindset, then you'll be and stay disappointed. Now, as you start to become a woman of influence or a man of affluence, and you start to understand the inner game of life and the inner game of business, as you start to understand the yin and the yang that creates the zen, then you'll start to understand people's predictability, then you won't set them up and you won't set yourself up to be disappointed. Dis means not, a point means that you achieve. It means you're not disappointed. It means you're not rejected. You're not getting abandoned. That's typically what happens. That's the emotion that fuels disappointment. You feel rejected, violated, and abandoned. As you begin to meet people where they are, once again, you know they're not ready. You know they can't commit. You know that they can commit. You know that they're committing. You're able to live in that know state, that K-N-O-W. That's a state called trust. Now, you can speak about trust and know with other knowers, but you can't speak about know with doubters. Doubters don't understand what it means to know. They constantly want to know what to know. Doubters are the type of people that constantly ask, "How do I? How do I? How do I? I don't understand. I'm not sure." Doubters stay in a state of uncertainty. That state of uncertainty keeps them safe and disappointed. They are shocked when someone like me points out to them that are addicted to disappointment. These are typically the people that are very sensitive and very defensive, get their feelings hurt. These are not people that are seeking insight. These are people that seek conflict. I've coached a few people, and I'm giving them insight. They turn that insight into criticism because they've grown up with critical parents, critical brothers and sisters. So being criticized becomes a way of life. They create their own outcome before it even happens. These are the type of people that in a relaxed energy, you're attempting to instruct them, give them insight. they automatically defend themselves. They go, yeah, but, yeah, but, yeah, but. You don't understand. They want to constantly validate, justify, and explain themselves. Meeting that person where they are, you disengage from the conversation. You don't feel guilty or resentful about leaving the conversation. You don't set people up to disappoint you because your clarity, your focus, and your concentration allows you to live in a no state. You know that that person isn't ready. You're not there to seduce, beg, cajole, convince, or drag that person into your enterprises or to your life. When you're no longer codependent, you now become independent. You don't require other people's addictions to fulfill your addiction. You don't require other people's force so you can play the counterforce, because you officially live in a place called power. And in that type of clarity, you're able to see a situation for what it is. You're no longer in control of being out of control. You're in a state of consciousness called awareness. And it's that very level of awareness that allows you to be a spiritual being, no longer a human doing who's struggling. As you're no longer a noble struggler, and you've given up the noble struggler's hit parade, and you've given up the flag that you wave, the flag, the yellow flag that lets people know that you're a struggler, your energy changes, your focus changes, you have a better understanding of why you do what you do, and you're more focused on an outcome that's favorable. Most of society focuses on unfavorable outcomes. They speak into existence the very reality they seek to avoid, then attract the situation they seek to avoid to fulfill their disappointment. And as you begin to have a better understanding of that, then you will not get attached to the outcome. You do not get attached to people, and you're able to easily and effortlessly let go of the events that shape your feelings. You're no longer looking down the gun barrel of struggle. You no longer look down the gun barrel of addiction. You're able to be in recovery one day at a time, creating a recovery muscle. And it's in that type of recovery that you become a lot more inspired. You doubt less. You don't get anxious. You're not as overwhelmed. You don't check out. You're present. You're here. You're now. You focus on favorable outcomes. You focus on results. You focus on inspiring people who seek to be inspired. You don't focus on addicted people. You let go of your addicted relationships. You're not consumed from guilt and resentment. You're not focused on trying to rescue and save the planet. It doesn't mean you save yourself. It means you focus on the people who deserve your time, not the people you think need it. There's a huge disparity between those who deserve it and those who need it. When you can separate your feelings from the event and see a situation for what it is with acute objectivity, your consciousness is starting to rise. Your ability to be able to see a situation for what it is, your intuition, your extrasensory perception, your ability to be that indigo child you once were. You get in touch with who you once were as you become the person you know you're capable of being. Somewhere between 10 years old, 14 years old, 18 years old, 22 years old, 26 years old, and 30 years old, a large percent of North America forgets to dream. They give up on their dreams. Their dreams get sucked out of them. Passive-aggressive perpetrators beat the life out of us. You lose your concentration. You lose your focus. You lose your clarity, and then you subject yourself to a job. You tiptoe quietly through life, making no headway. You trade time for money, time for dollars, living in acute disappointment. You get underpaid because you're undervalued. You have to raise your value, raise your standards. Susan Sly is very famous for this quote. One of my favorite quotes that Susan says, you don't get your goals, you get your standards. If your standards are low, you won't get your goals. Raise your standards. Raise your standards meaning what you accept, what you expect. Raise your standards. If you want to fly first class, then create the experience to do it. Create the money to do it. If you have a lot of credit card debt, produce the results that allow you to be free of debt. If you want to quit your job, quit it. Stop telling yourself stories. Take the risk. Create the situation that will allow you to be the person, the man, the woman you know you're capable of. Stop telling yourself stories. Start telling yourself facts. Be concentrated. Be focused. Create clarity. Have a vision of the outcome that you know you're capable of creating in a dedicated block of time. Stop telling stories and lies to yourself. Stop talking big and acting small so you can be disappointed. Have integrity. The integrity you seek is with yourself. That means you'd stop being a pathological liar. As a recovering addict, I'm also a recovering pathological liar. I lied to myself 7 days a week. I would tell myself in the morning I wasn't going to drink. I would lie to the woman I was dating that I was going to the ice cream parlor when I was really going to the liquor store. I'd buy 8 half pints of vodka, sneak them into my apartment and hide them everywhere and forget where I hid them, and then someone else would find them. That's what pathological liars and addicts do. Addicts always want a little more. Addicts love drama. Addicts love chaos. Professionals live in clarity. Professionals live in focus. Professional business owners, entrepreneurs, people in recovery live in rigorous honesty. There is no more cheat days in that situation. There is no more relapse. I wouldn't go into a bar to prove that I could be in there. I mean, why would I want to do that? I wouldn't go have a couple drinks to see if I could teach myself how to drink. I already know my limitation. The pleasure isn't worth the pain. When you come from that type of power, then you will not subject yourself to relapses and anxiety. When there are no more cheat days, you don't cheat yourself out of your most valuable commodity, life. Every day that you stay anxious is a day that you give away your power. When you continue to say, I'm going to hire you one day, I'm going to do this one day, I mean, that's not a commitment, that's a wish. And I can understand the separation between people who can commit versus the people who would like to. It's very clear in their communication style. People who commit, commit. They have commitment communication. They have clarity in the way they speak. There's no separation between the answer and the question. When I ask Joe DiBianco a question, I know he's going to answer it. When I ask C.G. Siddons a question, I know she's going to answer it. Because when I ask Dan Innarella a question, he's going to answer it. When you have a system to communicate, then you have a system to succeed. When you don't have a system to communicate, when you don't have a system to produce, when you don't have a method, when you don't have a routine, then what you have is you're going to wing it. You're not going to wing it to success. You're going to wing it to failure. And when you live in anxiety, in an overwhelmed state, you have a very high tolerance to being overwhelmed. You have a very high tolerance to being unorganized. Being unorganized is one of those challenges addictions to overcome because it's physical. It's in front of your face. It's on your desk. It's in your sink. It's in your refrigerator. It's in your closets. Most importantly, it's in your garage. I love to take a walk in the neighborhoods and see the people have their garage door open. It's like, oh my God, they have so much clutter. I've actually seen couches in the garage because they had to move themselves out to the garage because there's so much clutter. A lot of people can't get their car in their garage because of how overwhelmed they are, because of how much they hold on to. That's not clarity. That's anxiety. When you're no longer the mind-body connection to the events that create your overwhelmed state, then you're going to be you. You're going to be you are you, and you will be free. When you create short-term goals, you're going to live in the manifestation process. Short-term, clearly defined goals actualized manifest because you have a plan to do it. And it's that plan that's actualized that comes from the clarity, the know-how. That comes from the focus. That comes from the relaxed concentration. When you're able to meditate and levitate, when you start to practice healing modalities, when you're able to do Reiki, when you're able to on yourself and others, when you're able to practice yoga, when you're able to practice healing modalities, that's a relaxed concentration. That is not forced. That's a very relaxed state. When you can do hand push-ups with your feet inverted, when you can do backflips from a very relaxed state, when you're able to be flexible in your body, that doesn't come from being rigid. That comes from a relaxed concentration. That comes from clarity. When you immediately say, I could never do this, you're right. When you say, oh my God, that looks so challenging, you're unequivocally correct. You've spoken to existence the very reality that you created to separate yourself from your dreams. Unfortunately, that's how a large percent of society operates. See, no is not no, no is now. No is now, K-N-O-W is now because you know now. When you know now, you don't doubt the future because you know the future, because you're focused on creating it. When you create your future, it comes from the clarity because you already saw it. When you can see and know, it's already happened. That's quantum time. That's the morphogenic field of energy that you're able to draw on and create on command in that kind of energetic vibration. When you can live in that space, then you're not walking around the planet in pain. You're not the pain body. You're not a body in pain. You're a body in ease. That's a very relaxed body where you're relaxed and you're released in a relaxed, concentrated state, knowing what you know. That state of consciousness is also called equanimity, where there's no separation between you and the outcome. And when you live in that state of equanimity, I can ask you a question and you answer it. You answer it and you don't doubt yourself. You don't check out. You don't think. You don't process. You don't analyze because you know. You're not focused on making a mistake. When you're walking around the planet focused on making mistakes, you make them in clusters because you're magnetizing to reality the very energy you seek to separate yourself, but you can't separate yourself from your past when you've been criticized for making mistakes and you have a mistake consciousness. Then you have to have everything perfect. This is why many people can't hire me because they can't trust themselves to pay off their credit card. They have to wait till the perfect moment to do it. It doesn't work that way. I was once $100,000 in credit card debt. I wasn't panicked about it. I knew that 1996 was my year, baby. I was going to own it. I had been challenged for a few years. I had waited tables. I had done menial jobs. I had had sales jobs. I had a couple of challenging companies that went out of business, but I also remembered success. I had tasted defeat, but I remembered the sweetness of success. I didn't focus on the bitterness of defeat. I focused on the sweet taste that success remembered. On the back of my tongue, I would salivate, and I would have clarity about my success that was about to happen. I remember I was skiing Lake Tahoe in 1996. I was on a double black diamond called the Wall. It was about 11,000 to 13,000 vertical. And I was on that wall on a very icy day, and I knew I was going to get off that mountain, and I knew I was going to get off that mountain, and I knew something was going to change for me. That very next weekend, I went to Los Angeles. I stayed with a friend. I answered an ad in the USA Today. I went to an AMP, a mini mart that's no longer off Beverly Glen and Olympic, about a mile from Beverly Hills. I picked up a USA Today, went to the Want Ads, answered an ad. A gentleman named T.C. Bradley responded to it. I started that business. 3 months into that business, I started enrolling 15 to 20 people a month. In 13 months, I had my first six-figure month. I knew that was going to happen. Now, I didn't know it the year before, but I had been paying the price, the compounded effect, the books I read, the cassettes I listened to. That's what I listened to back then. I used to listen to Napoleon Hill from Nightingale Conant on cassette, Prosperity Conscious by Nightingale Conant, the great Frederick Lehrman, who incidentally spoke for me 2 weeks ago. He produced the content for Mindset Consciousness. I was reading a book called Money is My Friend by the great Phil Lott, who I eventually bought the rights to that book. I was reading Healing Your Inner Child by the great John Bradshaw. I was reading How to Master the Art of Selling by the exceptional Tom Hopkins. I had read in the hundreds of times The Game of Life and How to Play It by Florence Shin. I had broken the back of many books called by Louise Hay called You Can Heal Your Life, You Can Heal Your Body. I had been a student, but not only a student, but I'd been a participant in my success. Unfortunately, a lot of people are studious and they stay great students. They're a student of the game, but they don't win the game because they don't practice the repetition and the experience. It's simple discipline, one day at a time. Say, bring it on, chief. Is that the best you have? Because that's not good enough to rock me off my goals or my dreams. When you have clarity, focus, and concentration, you will not be denied. And when you have clarity, you have inflection in your voice that separates you from the people who have no diction, they have no tone, and no belief. You can tell a doubter by the way they communicate. You can tell someone is in acute anxiety because they have gaps and delays in their communication style. They say over and over. You can tell people who live in doubt because guess shows up in mid-sentence. You're not looking for these people. You're looking for the law of the few. The few people who have the courage to stand the gaff. The few people who understand that courage is a quality that will never go out of fashion and there will always be a market for it. You're looking for the few stay-at-home moms who are single, who don't have excuses. You're looking for the recovering addict who's sick and tired of being an addict and is committed to living a better life. You're looking for the corporate American or corporate Canadian who has been let go and is not depressed about it, but is inspired about living a new life. You're looking for the person who's been let go and let down, who no longer will be the mind-body connection to the events that shape their disappointment. You're looking for the type of person who in their voice you can tell, you can know. You're not seduced by people when you live in this state. You're not attached to people. Because you know the law of the few will show up because you represent that law of the few. You're the one in a million who's willing to stand the gaff. You're the law of the few. You're that 1% of one who's going to be a millionaire millionaires. You're so dedicated to your craft that you will continue to fine-tune, hone your skills. You will start to become a master at your emotions, and as you master your emotions, you will master your craft. You understand the yin and yang of success. You understand it's not a black and white situation. You're right in the middle of success because you are success. And it's that kind of success that attracts success. It breeds it. It breathes it. It attracts it. You are it, baby. Bring it on. When you come from that space, there is no separation between you and the outcome, you and the source, you and infinite intelligence, you and the quantum field, you and the morphogenic field, you and the Akashic records. You are you and you are free. You are the ambassador of change that people are looking for. You can walk down the street in abject, absolute equanimity. It's not fake. It's not false. It's real. And it's that kind of power that inspires people. That's the kind of energy that people say, whoa, what is it about you? I may not know you, but I want to. See, it's that kind of magnetism that attracts people to your energy. That energy is called power. That energy is not force. That energy is not fake. That energy is not anxiety. That energy is not control. You don't control your team. You watch your team. You lead your team. You're not in control of being out of control. You're in command of your emotions. People can come and go, and you're not upset with them because you understand that you live in the law of plenty. There is no lack where you live because you live in a place called prosperity, in the flow, prospero, because you are the result of the culmination of your career of letting go. And it's that letting go that you're in that process of that allows you to attract your reality, the people and situations that will foster your purposes. You don't live in lack. You don't live in scarcity. You live in abundance, prosperity. You live in the law of many, and you know that they're there. And in the law of the many, you will find the law of the few because you are dedicated. You are committed. You have clarity. You have focus. And you live in a relaxed concentration in a very relaxed body that you consistently are able to effortlessly and easily release your anxieties that no longer serve you. You don't have meltdowns. You're able to let go very quickly of the anxieties that previously would suck the life out of you. You no longer let spiritual and emotional vampires use guilt to control you. You don't live in resentment by letting people use guilt to control you because guilt no longer enters your house of pleasure. Guilt is the lowest transmutation of energy that you could possibly send a signal. You no longer let people use guilt to control you, manipulate you. You're able to spot it easily and effortlessly, and you're able to have boundaries in your life. You're able to let relatives and significant others and other people in your circle of influence know that you're not going to come over and subject yourself to being violated. And if they feel neglected because they can't violate you, well, you let it go easily and effortlessly. You're not attached to that outcome anymore. If you want to move across the country, you don't require your relatives' permission. If they start telling you, oh, my God, I can't believe it, you're going to let them believe it. Because you have so much focus and so much purpose and you're so concentrated on living your life by design that you can let other people be right while you go out and live an inspired life. You no longer find yourself in conflict with broke dicks and broken souls who have anxiety and anger issues that they want you to be their counterforce, to be their force. You don't require that anymore. You're no longer in that energy. You are you and you are free. You're clear, you have focus, and you have a relaxed concentration because you know where you will be in 90 days. You have a daily method of operation for two situations. You have a method that you operate in your life, and you have a method that you operate in your business, and they're very similar. You have focus. You understand details. You have habits, you have a system, and you have a method. You're methodical. You have a daily method of operation. And you don't feel like you're being deprived by having a system. You don't use dumb statements like, I don't want to be tied down. When people say that, just pack it in. If you're going to say that to me, just do this. Just pack it in. Get a job, stay there, get yourself a deep freezer, go to the drive-in, rent a few VHSs, eat candy corn and caramel corn, eat a lot of GMOs, and live a very bad life, because that's really what it means. If you can't commit to the daily discipline required to live a good life, then you won't earn it. Success is for the few people who are willing to go through the process, stay in it long enough, master their emotions, master a set of habits, skills, and mindset to create the outcome they know they're capable of creating. You require a daily method of operation, clearly defined short-term goals, a definite of purpose, and a method to create the results. You require to be systemized, organized, detailed. You're not giving anything up. You're enhancing the person you're becoming. Let go of your anxiety about being responsible. Let go of the term rigid. Many people think having a method is rigid. It has nothing to do with being rigid. It has everything with doing to having a system. If you don't have a system to succeed, you have a system to be overwhelmed. If you don't have a system to stay in recovery, you have a system to relapse, and that's what most people do. They relapse on command because they're so overwhelmed. Their brain creates a placebo effect to fulfill their feelings of low self-esteem, and then relapse is imminent. My name is Jeffrey Combs. I'm the president and founder of Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated, giving you content tonight how to create no separation from the outcome you seek. When you have clarity, focus, and a relaxed concentration, then you are you and you are free. You've freed yourself from your past while you're able to operate easily and effectively in your present. If you seek to reach me for a free 15-minute coaching call, that can be done at 209-932-0227, or you can send me a Facebook message in Messenger with your phone number and what you seek to accomplish with our collaboration. Happy holidays to everyone on tonight's call if you live in America. This is a very special, unique weekend. Many people will be off on Monday. Unequivocally, enjoy your weekend. Be and stay inspired. And I'll see you next Tuesday, June 6th, for the More Heart Than Talent. I'm sorry, that would be June 30th for the More Heart Than Talent Mindset Call. Mark your calendars for June 6th. I have a very unique and special call on Who Am I? This call has been officially recorded and will be available for playback at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time in the morning, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time tomorrow, Wednesday. Have a great evening, everyone. We'll see you next Tuesday. Bye. Happy holiday.